Charlotte's NBC affiliate has failed to properly disclose information on political ads. This is the claim being made by two national watchdog groups, and they've asked the Federal Communications Commission to take action. WFAE's Tom Bullock has the story.
WCNC was one of 11 stations across the country singled out for violation by the Campaign Legal Center and the Sunlight Foundation.
We selected examples that we thought were particularly egregious, and we also tried to show the range of violations.
Kathy Keeley is managing editor at the Sunlight Foundation.
WCNC did not require the advertiser, in this case, Patriot Majority, which is a Democratic super PAC, to disclose the issue on which they were broadcasting.
Federal law requires stations in the top 50 television markets to make specific information on political ads public. These include, among other things, the name of any candidate mentioned in an ad for a national office and any issue of national importance covered by the ad. This is the ad in question. It's called Bad Company.
But Senate candidate Tom Tillis sides with health insurance companies. He'd let them deny coverage for pre-existing conditions and raise rates for women needing mammograms.
WCNC's paperwork was incomplete since it did not mention the Affordable Care Act, health care, or some derivation of that issue. The law is in place to allow the public to track who is spending what on which issues, and the requirement is one of the most important tools in tracking so-called dark money, spending by groups who may not release their donor lists. It's not clear what action the FCC may now take. WCNC did not respond to an interview request on this issue. For WFAE News, I'm Tom Bullock.